This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. I'm Representative Jamie Smith, Minority Leader in the State House of Representatives here in South Dakota. I'd like to thank you all for being here today. Today we'd like to give our take on what's going on week two in the legislative session here in Pierre. And the main message, I guess, that I have today for the people of South Dakota is that of disappointment. I'm extremely disappointed that we let Washington politics come here to Pierre, and that's the first thing that we talked about and spent our energy on. We could be doing so many other things, and instead we're talking about things that really have not a lot of bearing on the actual day-to-day business here in the state of South Dakota. We're spending our energy doing that, and again, it's not building that bridge between both sides of the aisle. It's not working on what we can come to and work to on a bipartisan way. It's not solving any of our problems here in our state. And so that feeling of disappointment just is the most, that's just what's coming through the most for me. I'm going to have Senator Heinert talk about that.
Well, good morning, Senator Troy Heinert, District 26, Minority Leader in the Senate. I agree with the representative. We're in the end of week two, and we have spent most of our time on resolutions dealing with issues that, you know, don't affect the lives of South Dakotans. And we heard the entire campaign that, you know, they wanted to end the partisanship. They wanted to kind of come together and solve the problems of South Dakotans. We're not doing it. Committee work has been fairly slow, you know, and we understand that with agency briefings, and, you know, we need to get the background. But the things on the floor, you know, in the midst of a government shutdown, which is affecting, you know, lots of South Dakotans, not only in employment, but also in benefits or other agencies being closed, you know, and we're not talking about that. You know, and those are the issues that we were sent to Pierre to work on: healthcare, education, you know, not resolutions. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
One of the issues that's hit the House floor, we spent a great deal of time talking about, you know, our southern border security, and building a wall. And we support the men and women that help do the work of making sure our borders are safe. But, I mean, it's a national issue. It's not going to be decided here in Pierre, and we need to get to work on issues, I mean, that are most dear and dear to my heart right now are our health care, and when it comes to our long-term care providers, you know, we need to be talking about in public the shortfall in our reimbursement rates for Medicaid and long-term care. We haven't done that yet. We've done it behind the scenes, but we don't have anything that's being done out in public.
Well, that's not what resolutions are for. Resolutions are supposed to ask for something. You know, we're petitioning our representatives or Congress as a whole or even the president, you know, to do a specific task. And what we did yesterday was pretty much sent a thank you card. And that is not how, you know, this process is supposed to work. That's not what they're for. You know, we challenged the ruling. I still, you know, according even to our own rules, you know, that was in violation of our rules. It should have been ruled out of order, and we shouldn't even have talked about it. But that's, you know, Judge Kavanaugh has been on the bench for 4 months already. And, you know, that did nothing. He's sitting there. We understand that, and let him go do his job. But we need to get to work.
Good morning, gentlemen. Zach Nelson with KCCR Radio here in Pierre. Earlier this week in the House, there was an attempt to establish a select committee to deal with the residency issues that came up with one of the representatives or with some of the new lawmakers. That was, by all accounts, I kind of thought that was kind of quashed, and then it came up again. And I guess your thoughts on with something that seemed to be over was tried to be reborn again.
Yeah, that's more of my disappointment, let's just say. It was handled by leadership. It was investigated. There was no merit found. It definitely met the requirements to serve, and they were our representative was elected in a fair manner. As you see by the vote total on that, though, it wasn't a majority of the House. Anyway, there's a very small faction. They do have the right to do what they did, and at this time, I hope that satisfies them that, you know, the vote was taken, and we're moving on with the business of the state.
We haven't heard as of yet. I believe by statute it's supposed to be released by the 23rd of January.
But we
haven't heard anything.
That's
yeah.
Next Wednesday.
We haven't heard anything. And that's difficult. That's a problem. We're in a short legislative session. We don't know resources. We don't know where resources are being allocated. And that's really going to make us scramble to make sure that the needs of South Dakotans are going to be met. We don't know how much is going to education. We don't know how much is going to health care. We haven't talked about nursing home or, you know, provider rates. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, in a short amount of time.
Are there any questions from callers on the phones?
Hearing none, we thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.